Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, you may find the conversations in this podcast a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to something boring.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find solutions to everyday dilemmas, not dilemmas. Like, what do you do if your first date orders spaghetti bolognese? What's wrong with that? Or who gets the dog after a breakup? And of course, what should you do if you've sexted your boss? But we're not your normal agony aunts, are we, Mr. William Hanson?
No, Jordan North Radio DJ. We're like chalk and cheese. I'm a reblochon, you're derelie.
What's a reblochon?
Reblochon?
Yeah.
It's a French cheese.
I'm more Red Leicester.
Are you?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. What's that cheese called again?
Reblochon. It's really nice. Maybe I should bring some in next time.
Okay, and I'll
Because we've got the gin and de bonnet. Yep. I feel that we should actually have some sort of manchettes.
Okay. Yeah, no, you bring in, what's it called?
Reblochon.
Reblochon, and I'll bring in some Philadelphia. Should we start with the gin and de bonnet?
Yes, should we have our gin and de bonnet?
I am going to bring in, because we've done a few episodes now, of your favourite drink.
Yes.
Is it your favourite drink?
It's one of them. And I'm just saying this now. I'm not drinking your favourite drink.
I was going to say, I'll bring in my favourite drink. Have you ever had? No, I'm going to bring in next week. Right, I promise you. Producer Ben, I am going to bring in my favourite drink. It's called a Green Hulk.
What on earth is a Green Hulk?
It's half a WKD, half a lager.
Why is Producer Ben having fits of hysteria?
Have you never had a Hulk before? It could be a Hulk or a Green Hulk.
Not to drink.
No. Can we? I'm going to bring that in next week. We're going to have. I promise you, we're going to have a Hulk. Have you ever had a cheeky Vimto?
A what?
A cheeky Vimto. No.
No.
Okay. Have you ever had a snake bite? A snake bite. Half a lager, half a cider.
No.
Okay. Have you ever had a vodka and Coke?
No.
Have you not? Oh God.
I've never had a Coke.
I can't believe it. And here I am drinking gin and de bonnet.
De bonnet. For those that don't know what that is, that was the Queen Mother's favourite drink.
Right, OK. And we always have a drink at the start of the episode because it loosens us up a bit. as you can tell. It loosens us up a bit. And we always have a toast. Who should we have a toast to today?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't we toast, seeing as we discussed her at great length recently, the Duchess of York.
The Duchess of... I thought you were going to say Hyacinth Bouquet then.
No, we'll say just Duchess... Sarah Duchess of York.
Sarah Duchess of York.
Ready?
Cheers.
Bottoms up.
I honestly really do like that. I've never had
it... Wait till you try it with ice and a slice.
I've never had it before we started this podcast, and it's really good. So, yeah... This podcast is all about helping you, like we said. If you want our help with something, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send us your tales of trepidate.
I love you can't say it. However many weeks we've been doing this and you still can't say it.
You can send us your tales of trepidation.
Well done.
To help at sextedmyboss.com. Or you can write to William, who promises, and I know we say this every week, but he does promise, a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com. Basically, if you need advice on something, just get in touch with us. It'd be great to hear from you. This episode is all about job interviews. Yay. I will start by saying I've only ever failed one job interview.
Just the one?
And I've had lots of job interviews.
So you got every job that you went for bar one?
Honestly, I'm not just saying that. And I know it sounds like I'm bragging and being a bit big-headed. Honestly, every job I've gone for, like, whether it be pot washing, I've done all sorts of jobs. I used to be a bricklayer, you know.
You used to be a bricklayer?
I left school and did it for 6 months. And my mum got me sacked. So then I went to...
Your mother got you sacked?
Yeah, because they were paying me 60 quid a week and she turned up on building site and had a go at him.
Is 60 quid a week bad for bricklaying?
Yeah, even as an apprentice. When I left school, so then I went to college and studied the arts.
Gosh.
So, yeah, I think, yeah, anyway.
Were you a good bricklayer?
No, I was awful. I was honest. They used to throw spanners at me and everything. I used to get sent for tartan paint, a bucket of steam. all those. We was doing maintenance in a factory and I was once looking for the ladder for the skirting board for about an hour. And I'm going up to this floor and going, have you got ladder for the skirting board? He's going, no, you need to go and ask Dave. I'm like, I go up to Dave, I go, have you got this ladder for the skirting board? He's like, no. So are you texting whilst I'm telling my story here?
Yes, I am, sorry.
But I got that.
It's because you were talking about manual labour, I switched off.
So what was it? What else did I get sent? I once worked for a chef and I was a pot washer and got sent on an errand for salmon legs.
Right, and you were that sort of child.
Yeah, anyway.
How old were you?
when I was pot washer, about 16, 17, worked in my local pub. But anyway, the only job interview I failed was for a well-known hotel chain.
Mm.
It was in Preston.
Ritz-Carlton, Four Seasons?
No, Holiday Inn. And I was probably about 16, 17 years before I went to uni. And I was pretty confident, which you shouldn't be, I know.
You? Confident?
And I basically...
Mr. Debonnet made you gassy.
It has a bit. Yeah, I'm coming out of both ends here. Basically, right, and excuse my French here, I turned up and I was absolutely shit-faced. I was...
Well, no wonder you failed.
So drunk from the night before, right? And my first bit of advice in job interviews is do not go out the night before a job interview.
Well, I don't think that's radical advice. I don't think that's take-home content.
However, my excuse was, my job interview was at 8 o'clock in the morning, and my brother, my older brother, who's in the army, who's in the parachute regiment, was going to Iraq a few days before, and he said, oh, it's my big night out, such and such day, I can't remember it now, everybody's coming out. I went, I can't, I've got a job interview the next day. And he was like, so I'm going to Iraq... And you're not going to come out. I should have really cancelled the job interview, shouldn't I?
No, I don't think you can cancel a job interview. I think what you should do is you go out, but why do you have to drink?
Because my brother might not see him again. That's a bit hard.
You have one or two drinks.
No,
but you don't get wasted.
We were out till about 4 o'clock. I remember we were in Max in Preston. Have you ever been? And
no.
Fair enough. And we got back at 4. Honestly, and my interview was 8 and we still carried on drinking. I think I had an hour's sleep, a kip, and I just remember talking absolute, and I must have stunk of ale. Anyway, that's my first bit of advice. What would you say, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert, in a job interview? What's your first bit of advice?
Dress to impress.
Okay, good start.
Because the interviewer will have judged you by the time you have walked in the door to the time you have taken your seat.
Really?
Now, they won't necessarily have worked out whether you're getting the interview, but within those first few seconds, they will have worked out if you are not getting the job.
Right. Okay. What, within those first...
Within those first 7 seconds. Psychologists have proved that we judge one another within 7 seconds of meeting someone.
So first impressions really do count?
Completely. And if you do not look like you could be the duty manager at a hotel, for example, or you don't look like you can be a bricklayer, then... That's it. Job's over.
Okay, so what should you wear for a job interview then?
Well, it depends what you are going to, what job it is, of course. I always say go to the office or the workplace 1 or 2 days before, and at 5 o'clock or 5:30, whenever the office empties out, stand outside and just watch what people are wearing. So you generally get the vibe as to what people wear. And you want to dress ever so slightly smarter.
Yeah.
Than that. Not completely smarter, but obviously it's a job interview, so it is a more formal affair. And generally you'll probably strike the tone right. Also, look to see how happy they are. Are they walking out looking miserable and dejected? Do you really want to work for that company?
Yeah, fair enough. What if, say, you go in for a bar job? Okay. Bit of part-time job when you're at uni, or just a bit of extra work, a couple of nights a week. Mm. What should you wear then? Could you overdress, maybe?
For a bar job, you probably want to wear a shirt, don't you? And maybe a smart pair of chinos or action slacks.
Chinos and action slacks?
Well, yes, it depends what sort of bar.
I thought you'd say, like, if I was going for an interview, and you're the etiquette guy, I'd say the minimum you should wear for any job, whether it's a bar job, Argos, anything. I don't know where Argos come from. At least wear trousers and a shirt.
Well, chinos.
Yeah, chinos aren't... People.
Well, what would you wear?
If I was going for a job interview, I'd wear chinos and a shirt. Trousers and a shirt.
But what sort of trousers? Chinos are a type of... chinos are fairly smart.
Are they?
Yes.
You wear chinos when you're on holiday. It's what you...
But there are all sorts of different types of styles and cuts.
Right, let's not get into this. Right, OK. So you're going for a bar job, wear a shirt... What about for a lady?
Well, you'd wear a nice blouse.
Okay.
Maybe a nice pair of tailored trousers.
Okay.
Or a skirt.
Basically, look smart.
Yes, look smart but not too smart.
What about the greeting? This is important, I'm told. Greeting is important.
A handshake, but you should technically, certainly for more formal city-type jobs, you wait for their hand to extend to you.
Right. Oh, that's rich. So you don't put your hand out to them?
No, and never shake hands across a table because it's a barrier. You should come round from the side of the table to shake hands.
Or could you stand up and shake hands?
Yes, you can. Right. You should stand up to shake hands, but not across the table.
Lovely. Nice to meet you.
No, how do you do?
Oh, right.
If it's the first greeting, you say, how do you do?
Come here, then. How do you do? All right, Paul.
Don't slap my hand with your free hand. And don't then just adjust your crotch.
Sorry, I've got a front wedgie. Hang on. I wouldn't do that in a job interview.
I should hope not.
These new boxes, William, they were a tenner. I've got a fiver's worth stuck up my arse.
Oh, this podcast is going to be the end of my career.
Right, OK.
11 years this has taken me.
11 years to become an etiquette expert. And
all to be undone in just one 5-pound wedgie.
I'll tell you another thing about a job interview I once did that was a bit awkward. I know you've heard this story before, so purely for you guys.
I don't know if I have.
It is. It's when I had my first proper... It weren't an interview, but it was my first kind of formal meeting at Radio 1. And I was meeting my producer... Okay, and we'd been emailing all week. So Radio 1 had got in contact and said, we'd like you to cover... This was in 2014. Going into 2015, we'd like you to cover the limbo week between Christmas and New Year on Early Breakfast. I was chuffed to bits. And I was meeting my producer. We was emailing each other all week, and he spelt his name... R-H-O-D-R-I.
Hmm.
How would you pronounce that name?
Rodri.
I got to the BBC, right? Okay. He stood there at reception. If you've ever been to New Broadcasting House, it's quite intimidating anyway, especially if you're going for an interview. I got there and went, all right, Rodore. I thought his name was Rodori. I just read it as Rodori. Anyway, actually, it's Rodri. I went, oh, sorry, pal. Rodri. And then...
Yes, I think it's always good to get the name right of the person you're being interviewed by.
Yeah, definitely. Not Rodori. And then when we got upstairs, he's actually... Well, I get on with him really well now. He's a great lad. And then when we got upstairs, I met by... Bearing in mind, I don't do lifts, so I made him walk up 8 flights of stairs because, you know, I don't do lifts. And then when we got upstairs, he went, would you like a drink or anything? I went, no, you're all right. I've had a brew and a butty on train. And you know when you say something, you think, why did I say that?
Mm.
So, yeah, that's my job interview.
It's like when I said yes during this podcast.
Shut up. Have you had any nightmare job interviews?
I've never had an interview in my life.
Have you not?
No.
I tell you what, quick idea before you open that envelope.
Yeah.
Right?
I've interviewed people.
Have you?
Yes.
Right, interview me. Right. Okay,
let's pretend you're going for a... We won't do a media sort of artsy-fartsy job.
Okay, what am I going for?
Let's go for a city-type graduate level. So we'll sort of, you know, we'll make you a bit younger.
Right. That's
graduate cool. level job. Entry level. Fresh out of university.
Okay, shall I take my headphones off? Shall I come in?
Yes, all right.
I'd have to knock, wouldn't I?
Well, yeah, all right, knock.
Okay.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello.
How'd you do?
How'd you do?
And you are?
Jordan. Jordan North. Not Hello, a stage Jordan. Name.
And Jordan, how was your journey here today?
Excuse me. Yeah, it was good, thanks. Yeah, it was all right, yeah.
Okay, Jordan, so you're interviewing for the graduate level job of assistant.
Yeah.
Why do you think you're...
I don't know, as if I'd have a coughing fit in it. Carry on.
Are you all right? Do you need some water?
No, I'm all right. Oh, yeah, I'll have some water. Right, go on, carry on.
Why do you think you're appropriate for the job?
First of all, can I start by saying, see that vacancy sign outside? Take that down, because I'm your man. And I'll tell you for why. Because I'm hardworking. I'm hardworking. I'm reliable. I'm organised.
Mm.
Barely literate, but I can... And I'm good fun to work with. Everybody I work with says I'm a good crack.
And do you have any negative points in your work ethic?
Yeah. I try too hard sometimes. And I don't know when to stop.
Hmm. And Jordan, you did turn up 20 minutes late for this interview. How do you think that makes us feel?
That wasn't a good start. I understand that. And I'm so sorry that I'm late. That won't happen. I won't be late. You're talking to someone here who grew up with a sergeant major for a dad. I am all... Oh, I was late, actually, for this. Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I won't let it happen again. I'm usually impeccable when it comes to timekeeping.
Penultimate question. Do you have any ideas for the bank?
Yes. I think instead of using debit cards, you could just put your thumb on a cash machine and get money out. And I'd like to introduce that to the bank.
That's called Apple Pay.
Oh.
You've just pitched me Apple Pay.
And I think you should be open on bank holidays.
Well, it's a holiday for banks.
Yeah, but it's really inconvenient when you're on the piss all weekend and you can't get into a bank to get money out.
Thank you, Jordan. And finally, do you have any questions for us?
This is the one I always get stuck on. What's the starting wage?
Right. Well, it is from 25,000 upwards.
How much? 25k?
Yeah.
That's all right. And what time's my dinner break?
Well, you would be finished by dinner time.
Oh, for God, my lunch break.
It's 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Right, okay, I can cope with that.
Jordan, thank you very much indeed for coming in.
Okay, thank you.
Don't call us.
Shall I shake your hand?
Yes.
On the way out?
If my hand is presented.
Oh, thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.
All
very,
best.
Very firm Cheers. Grip.
What way is it out here? What is it? Yeah, there you go. I think that went well.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jordan, that was a disaster.
We both play up to our parts really well, don't we?
Yes, the worrying thing is I don't think you were playing up.
In this podcast, that was a bit. Right,
right, we'll deconstruct this in a minute. Should we read our first question?
Yes, this is my favourite part of the podcast where we read your questions. Remember, you can ask us anything, any advice, at SextedMyBoss on Twitter, help@SextedMyBoss.com on email, and you can write to William. You can find his address on SextedMyBoss.com. Go for it.
Okay. I'm reading it verbatim. I'm rubbish with names, and the worst place to be rubbish with names is when you are faced with a panel of three people at your job interview.
Yes.
In the middle of the most important job interview of my life, I resorted to calling my potential future boss mate. Mate?
Oh.
Yes, I called him mate. What should you do when you forget someone's name like this?
Great question. I reckon that's the best question we've had so far in the entire podcast series.
Mm.
Because I am terrible with names.
Some people are bad at names.
So what should you do if you forget somebody's name?
Again, it's the same thing as if you meet someone at a party. Let's say you and I had just met and I would try, you've done your Jordan North, not a stage name, how'd you do? After that, I would try and use your name. So not just in my head think, Jordan, but actually out loud, I would say, Jordan, how was your journey here today? So by me actually saying it, as opposed to just thinking it, certainly my mind works like that because I've actually made your name on my lips. The muscle memory sort of helps me to remember that your name is Jordan.
Right. This is such a big problem for me. I always, always forget people's names, Stephen. Honestly, it really...
What is more terrible about that is that I was going to do that joke and decided that I wouldn't because it was terrible, and then you did it.
I don't know what it is. So you're saying when you meet somebody, you say out loud their name. So you'd say, hi, I'm William. I go, hiya, William, nice to meet you.
Or so, how'd you do?
How'd you do?
Yes.
I've tried so many things for this. When I used to live in Manchester, there was... a caretaker that I used to see every morning before I went to work. And every morning I used to go, hiya, Brian, you all right? I'd be like, hiya, George, you all right? And he'd be like, yeah, I'm all right. And then I'd next day I'd be like, you all right, Brian? Yeah, not so bad. You got much on today? One day, and I lived there for 2 months. One day he went, George, why'd you call me Brian? I went, what do you mean? He went, I'm called Dave. I was like, all right, sorry, pal. And for years I'd called him Brian. I'm just terrible with that. So you'll say, as soon as they introduce themselves, say their name out loud.
Yes, I also think from the job interviewer's point of view, they actually should make it easy for these nervous candidates, especially if it's a more junior level job, and actually just have their name cards out at the front.
Yeah, or a tag.
Well, I don't think you can wear a tag, no, but a sort of a tent card at the front.
Okay. And what do you do if you forget it? Is it okay to say, I'm really sorry, I forgot your name, what is it again?
I think during a job interview, I think that perhaps is the best policy, because honesty is the best policy, and they will ultimately be... Honesty is generally a good trait, by and large. But obviously, if it's at a party, and you and I were chatting...
Yeah.
And I had forgotten your name. If my friend Ben came over, let's say producer Ben came over, Ben and I know each other fairly well, Ben would come over. I said, Ben, hello, so lovely to see you. Ben, may I introduce... I'm so sorry I've forgotten your name. And you would say...
Jordan.
No, Jordan, I know your first name. I meant your second name.
Oh, you sly dog. Is that a little trick there?
Oh, this is a little trick. It's the best thing I know.
Oh, wow. I like that. I am terrible.
But you can't do that at a job interview, but you can do that at a party or a networking event.
Okay, yeah. That's good advice. Next question, please, William. Whilst I take a sip of my gin and Dubonnet, which was loved by the Queen Mother and the Queen, which you've probably found out if you listen to every episode so far. It's a cracking drink.
It's liked by three queens now. I did attend... I did attend an interview where the interviewer would ask a question, but then be texting in his cell phone while I gave my answer.
Oh, you ignorant pig.
I would... Hold your opinion. Yeah. I would stop talking and wait for him to finish texting. Sorry, it's the demonic.
I'm not going to lie to you, we're a bit pissed.
I knew I shouldn't have had soup for lunch. I would stop talking and wait for him to finish texting. He told me to carry on, but went back to texting. I told him I was not interested in the position.
We need to stop drinking before...
Can I have some more water?
Gosh. Wait till you have a green hunk next week. You'll be absolutely shit-faced.
I'm so sorry because I don't get drunk.
Do you want me to read it? Shall I read it first? No.
No, you can't read.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you.
Oh, just bear with me.
Oh, gosh. Right, go on.
Should we just start again?
Next question.
I did attend an interview where the interviewer would ask a question, but then be texting in his cell phone while I gave my answer.
Ignorant pig.
Hold your thoughts. Okay. I would stop talking and wait for him to finish texting. He told me to carry on, but then went back to texting. I told him I was not interested in the position and left. I never knew his name, as he never introduced himself. Was I right to walk out the door?
Totally. I'm going to jump straight in here, William. 100%. Yep, definitely. Did you want to work for someone like that? Get off your phone. That's not even funny. That's not even funny. I mean, I'm bad. William's on his phone now as I'm speaking. But
well, I was doing that for comic effect.
All right. Well, it's a podcast. People can't see you. Think on. I'm bad for my phone, but yeah, no, I think this person was spot on. Your thoughts and opinions, please, William Hanson.
Yes, I think at the end of the day, you've got to remember, a job interview is a two-way street. They are interviewing you, but also you are interviewing them.
Yes, I like that. I've never heard that before. That's a really good point.
Don't sound so surprised.
No, that's a really good point. It's
so,
whether
yes,
you want it as well.
It's everything from how they conduct themselves from outside, how the general ambiance of the office feels. I know someone who went recently for a job interview, was sort of shown through the main open plan office en route to the interview room, and the interviewer went, this is the office, say hello everybody to Ben, let's say, and nobody looked up. Nobody bothered to acknowledge them. And he withdrew himself from the interview process.
Okay, that's fair enough. It's kind of like me with the Holiday Inn thing, going back to what we said at the start of the podcast, you know, I turned up to a job interview really drunk, because I'd been out the night before, I was still drunk. Me interviewing them, they should expect that. There's going to be a bad shift where I turn up hungover or still pissed.
I disagree on that point.
I should have been like, I don't want your job if you don't want me like this, because put it this way, 8 times out of 10, this is how I'm going to be. I'm going to be
that
like.
Is unprofessional.
Yeah, okay, right. But yeah, that's a fair point. That person, we both agree, definitely did the right thing by turning
yes.
the job down.
And there's another similar story here.
Go on.
I was being interviewed for my first management role in 2000. Bed psychiatric hospital. Oh, I see.
You really are pissed,
I left
aren't you?
Out the indefinite article, I'm sorry. I was being interviewed for my first management role in a 2000-bed psychiatric hospital, and the consultant psychiatrist spent every minute of the interview leaning back on his chair and looking out of the window. The final question came from him. Is there anything you would like to ask us? And the reply? Yes. What is so fascinating outside the window?
Oh.
And this person got the job.
Did they? Mm-hmm. So do you think that was a technique?
Possibly. Well, I don't know. I think you need to show a bit of sort of chutzpah. You've got to show some punch.
I beg your pardon? Did you just have a bit of phlegm there?
No, it's a Jewish word of origin. I think you do need to show a bit of...
chutzpah?
For some...
I've never heard of that.
...jobs. You don't just want to be a wallflower. I think you have got to show that you've got a bit of sort of kick and personality.
Right. Okay, next question.
Went to an interview recently. It all went pretty well. But the thing that has stuck in my mind is the receptionist who greeted me. I really fancied her. They're not L's, it's an N and a D. Put my glasses on. This is so unprofessional. I feel like I'm being a job interviewed for the Holiday Inn.
We're not drinking next week.
No.
Go on.
And there was that vibe between us.
Sorry. Right, go on.
I really fancied her, and there was that vibe between us for the fleeting moments that I spent in her presence. You know, that vibe. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I did the interview, solid performance. And as I was walking out the door of this company, the receptionist was obviously still there. For one brief moment, a fraction of a half second, it crossed my mind to ask her for her number. But all that came out was an awkward, toothy smile, and it was too late. How inappropriate would it have been just to ask the question?
Don't ask the interviewer out. The receptionist? Oh, but then again, no.
Because it gets back, it's the receptionist test.
I was just going to say, best bit of advice I was given when I was like going for job interviews at radio stations and stuff, and there was a lot, is always speak to the receptionist, because if the receptionist likes you, then the MD will ask the receptionist.
Completely. I mean, it's when I was still at school, I used to do, when I was in my final year, they got me to do prospective staff tours around the school. So I would sort of take the... five candidates individually that were all sort of going to replace the geography teacher and go, you know, this is the chapel, this is the theatre, this is the boarding house, etc. And when I then brought them back to the headmaster's secretary's office, I would give my feedback to the secretary, who would give it in turn
right.
to the headmaster.
So you was a bit of a grass.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was honest and I gave my initial feedback.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think we're both agreeing on this one again. Yeah. Don't ask for somebody's number.
And there was one member of potential staff, one interviewee, who was a delight to me. And we walked past one of the porters, sort of a male cleaning staff, and I said, "Good morning, Alan," I think his name was. And they didn't even smile at him, let alone say hello. So,
oh, because they were too good for him, obviously. Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, had I gone, "Hello, Deputy Headmaster," they would have
yeah.
been bowing and scraping.
Oh, of course. I like that, yeah. Mm. Definitely, on any interview, the receptionist or anyone that works there, don't flirt with him or try and get the number.
I think if you don't get the job, you could perhaps drop back in.
Or call back.
Or call back.
Or email.
If you I personally wouldn't, but that would be fine because you're not there in a work capacity.
Or let's be honest and let's be modern, find out her name and add her on Facebook.
No, don't add her on Facebook. Why? I'd send her a message on Facebook.
No, that's even creepier. No, you don't do that. You add them and then you message them. Or you add them and if they message you, you're in.
Well, we'll agree to disagree.
Disagree on that. But yeah, definitely don't ask for somebody's number on a job interview. You know, have we got another
next
long one?
Next one is short, thank heavens. In the middle of a very serious and difficult interview in a tall building, the curtains twitched at the flats opposite. I was facing the floor-to-ceiling glass window, and so was this man opening his full-length curtains very naked. It doesn't say very naked, it says another word.
Say it.
Bollock naked.
I've never thought I'd hear you say that. Say it again.
Bollock naked.
Sorry, that's really tickled me. Because I'd say, oh, like, oh, bollock naked. Bollock naked. Anyway, go on.
He was only about 10 metres across the road. No one else in the interview could see it as their backs were to him. I tried to stay calm and act like it was no big deal. What's the best way to ride out embarrassing and awkward situations like this?
Wow, I mean, as far as interviews go, yeah, I'd get totally distracted by that. What was the question again?
I know you would.
What's the best way to ride out an embarrassing and awkward situation? It's a good question.
I think you do have to rise above it and pretend it's not there. Because
right.
I think there are going to be instances in your life where, yes, perhaps you're not in a job interview, perhaps you're in the final negotiation of a big contract for the company mm-hmm. that you're working for, perhaps even your own company, and something terrible is going to happen.
Yeah.
I think you've got to show that your mind is on the interview or on the job in hand rather than the half-naked man or woman in the window behind.
Good advice again.
Again, I don't know why you're sounding so surprised.
Shall we summarise?
We shall summarise.
What have you learned? What's your summary for job interviews today?
Well, don't get drunk. always try and keep it professional. Keep it work appropriate. Don't flirt with the receptionist.
Yep.
And try and remember their names.
Yes, try and remember their names. And remember, you can never overdress.
Well, you can overdress.
All right, okay.
But it's better to play it smarter than more casual.
Okay, it's important what you wear.
Yeah.
First impressions, first 7 seconds, very important. William, thank you.
I thank you, Jordan.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes. Do you want to do the reedy bit?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I thought I was ready for going. Sorry, I thought I was going to get ready to put my coat on. Don't forget, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can email help@sextedmyboss.com. That's help@sextedmyboss.com. And if you like Help I Sexted My Boss, please, please tell your friends. That sounds a bit desperate, but do. Tell your friends.
Yep.
And give us a rating.
I'm off for a Hulk.
Next time on Help I Sexted My Boss.
Yours looks a bit more green than mine. Mine looks like it's got more Stella.
Right.
Could I have a bit more WKD?
You can.
I'll pour it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.